joining us right now to talk a little bit about the effort yesterday, not only from his unit, but also from the entire offense and the team in general. DJ Humphreys joins us here on the Burns and Gambo Show on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. How you doing, DJ? Thanks for coming on.
Hey, I appreciate y'all having me.
Oh, man, what a difference. You know, I hinted at this offensive line improving by, I think it was week two of the season. I said, you can't see it yet, but the continuity, the way you guys are playing, I just had a feeling that you guys were on the verge of something. This offensive line the last 4 or 5 weeks has been very, very good. What do you attribute it to?
I think we just got a group of guys that every week, you know, they're coming out to work, and Coos is coaching the hell out of us, man. You know, every week, every time we come to practices, we're picking something and we're getting better every day, you know. And I think that when you got a group of guys that we do, everybody's coming out and setting the tempo and working, and it makes it really easy to be in that group, man.
How much of a difference, you mentioned Coos, Sean Coogler, has he specifically made on you guys in terms of schemes, coaching, whatever the case may be? What is he doing to make you guys better every single week?
Oh man, tremendous difference. I mean, he's a tempo setter. You know, he sets us up for success every week. You know, all the techniques that we've been working, you're starting to see him show up on film, and it's stuff that he brought with him, and it's stuff that he's been teaching us. And you know, when you've been playing for a while, you kind of don't want to learn new stuff. You know, because it's like, this has been working for me, so I'm not trying to do it like this. And then you implement the technique, and then it works, and now you get hungry for more information. And I think that's what's happening with our group. Everybody's getting so hungry for the information because the stuff that we're trying and that we're taught, it works. So now we want to do it all like that. You know what I mean? So I think that's such a good feeling in the room when you got a group of guys like that.
Gambo mentioned at the beginning of the interview, I want to ask you about it too. Continuity specifically, just the fact that it's all been the same and you guys have all been out there. How much does that matter when it comes to you being able to do your job well?
Oh, man, it makes a big deal. You know what I mean? All of us have been playing beside each other. You know, I've been playing beside Justin all summer, and AQ's been playing beside Sweeze all summer. You know what I mean? Like, we've all been in the mix. We had to throw Justin into the fire. But, man, if anybody's been thrown into the fire that's responded to adversity, I mean, Justin is the perfect example of what you want a guy that you throw into the fire, how you want them to respond. I mean, this guy's learned our offense in week one of the season, got thrown in the fire, went out to play the good game, you know, and he's just been stacking good games every week, and it's super exciting to see from him.
You know, I want to ask you about this because I checked on this and I didn't find this to be true, but I want to see what you say. Mark Schlereth was on one of our shows last week, and he said those guys are annoyed. Speaking about the offensive line, I'll tell you firsthand. I talked to several of them. They did not like it. Early in the season, they were not happy, and they were not happy with the coach. And again, part of the learning curve. So I guess the moral of the story here is things are settling down. Coach is growing. Players are growing. Any of that true?
I don't know who that guy is. I say that with like the utmost respect, because I know he's an ex-player, and I don't mean to say that like in a disrespectful manner about the way that he played the game or anything like that, but I've never met him, and I don't know where he got those quotes from or who told him anything like that. But everybody in that O-line room is on one accord, and we know all the bumps and bruises that we're going to have to go through with a rookie quarterback and a new head coach, but nobody's pissed off.
So obviously
everybody's dialed in, everybody's ready to go. You know, we don't have any of those personalities in our room.
I heard the exact same thing from players I spoke with, but obviously somebody told you about this, right, about the comments?
Yeah. I mean, it came out. So we've all been in disarray in the offensive line room. Hopefully, at some point, I'll be able to meet Mr. Schlereth and have a conversation with him so we can get to the bottom of it. But I have no clue where this information is coming from, and I really don't like it.
Did anything change though from the first couple of weeks to the way it's being done now? Whether you guys asked for it or didn't, or whether you requested it or not, is it changing the way you guys are being used, and do you find that to be part of the success you're having?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think that's just something that we knew coming into the season that we were going to have. Like I said before, we have a rookie quarterback and we have a rookie head coach. You know what I mean? And that's just something that we knew that we were going to have to deal with. He's head coached football before, but he had to adjust just like Kyler had to adjust to doing it in the NFL. So that was just something that we expect along the way. And I feel like what you're seeing now is him being the good coach that he is and doing what we're good at and putting us in the best position to win.
When you said you want to speak with Schlereth at one point, is that as a leader of this offensive line, one of the guys that's first round draft pick and been here for a bunch of years, is that why, as the leader of the offensive line, you want to sit down and say, hey, listen, that's not true?
I mean, personally, I just don't like words being put in our mouths. You know what I mean? That's just not that's just how I was brought up. You're not if you can say something about one of us or say something that one of us said, then when we get in front of you, I need you to, as like you said, me as a leader, I need you to point me in the direction of the guy who said that so we can get to the bottom of it. Now, if it was then say that I lied and said that it was. If you can't tell me who it was, I don't want to hear anything else out of you.
Good stuff. Good stuff, DJ. Let's talk about you. You're having a good year this year. The offensive line is having a good year this year. This is a big year for you. With a contract status and a free agency coming up, do you want to remain with the Arizona Cardinals beyond this season?
Yeah, I want to retire a Cardinal.
So you have every indication of staying here and showing this team what your worth is.
I think what I've been putting on film is just trying to show them that I'm going to be a Cardinal for life. That's what my goal is. That's all I ever wanted to do since I came in the league. I never wanted to be a guy that bounced around. I always wanted to establish who I was in one place and stick there, and I think Arizona is the perfect place for me.
So the lure of free agency and finding out what your value is with all these other teams, you're not excited about that?
That's not something that I've honestly thought about, you know, because like I said, my plan is to be a Cardinal my whole life. So I haven't even planned for free agency. You know, that, my dad always told me, you handle what's in front of you, the next step will take care of itself. The way that you handle what's in front of you will take care of the next step. You know, so if I go out here and I keep playing like I've been doing, everything will fall into place for me exactly like I want it to.
I think so.
I retire a Cardinal, and that's exactly what I want to do, and I'll be able to do that. I just have to continue to do what I'm doing.
I always believe that, you know, you really hit on a draft pick when he signs that second contract with the organization. Right now, the way you've played, you are on pace to get that second contract with the Arizona Cardinals because you and the offensive line is playing extremely well.
Oh, yeah. Those guys, I've been so proud of my guys, man. It's so great when you go out there. Like, I tell them a lot of times because they haven't been here. I've been a part of this offensive line for the last 5 years. In the last four of those 5 years, we've been the reason why not versus the reason why. And it feels so good to be a part of the room and be a part of the guys. That's the reason why this thing is moving.
I got to ask you about Chase Edmonds because his ability to hit those holes so quick. And I talked with Chase earlier. I know he's upset that he missed that blocking assignment on the block punt, but he hits the hole so quick. As an offensive lineman, when you don't have to hold your block for a long period of time and risk a holding penalty because he's gone like a bat out of lightning, he's gone. How much fun is it blocking for a guy like that?
Oh, man, it's great. You know, the thing about Chase, he's such a student of the game. You know, if you tell Chase that the ball is supposed to go here, he's going to put it right there. You know what I mean? And that's something that you can that you really like from a guy like Chase. He's such a young player. He's so enthusiastic about what he's doing, and he wants to do it at such a high level and do it well. That's one of my favorite things about him. That if you tell him it's going here, he's going to put it right there. He's going to do it 100 miles an hour.
DJ, real good stuff, man. We appreciate the time. And, of course, I should also mention you're the host of the Big Red Rage every Thursday. So
you got to plug that, right?
Yeah.
Good. Big Red Rage, that's our boy right there, DJ Humphreys.
All right, DJ, man. We appreciate the time and the candid conversation, and we'll talk to you in the near future, all right?
All right. Thank you.